Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship. The most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Nice. There you go. BT and Sal on The Fan. This stupid two-minute report. I'll tell you, the NBA, they just...
What good does that do?
It does no good.
For anybody.
Well, why they do... I know why they do it. It's for transparency purposes. It's their way of communicating to those who think that the NBA's fixed or it's not exactly above board. Whatever. It's hard. It's human error. You've got big bodies that are getting bigger by the year. The court hasn't changed. It's still 94 by 50-something. But the human body's grown to a point, and they're so fast, and it's impossible to ref without making mistakes.
Right.
And there were mistakes against the Knicks earlier in the game, which is obviously less egregious. It's more of an issue when it happens late. Yeah, big things happen at the end. Fantastic. Jalen Brunson grabbed Maxey's jersey before the ball was inbounded.
He was fouled.
Awesome.
He was fouled. We all saw it.
So I what?
Mean, come on. But they
suck
didn't call it.
Yeah,
it happens all the time. Did you hear Tibbs' response?
I read it, but do you have something else there? What was it about?
When asked about the two-minute report, he said, I'm more concerned with the 46-minute report. Yeah. I knew they couldn't call a foul there because of the way they've been treating Jalen Brunson,
there
which is right about that. Mm-hmm. This is locked into game three. We don't get sidetracked. And by the way, while it's a great one-liner and funny, and you know, Jalen Brunson has been he hasn't been getting the benefit of the whistle, and that's been going on all year where Brunson gets abused, and the Knicks have been on the wrong side of some of these bad foul calls. But what good does it do to release these stupid reports? Unless you could do something about it, do you think the Sixers fans... You think the 76ers fans feel good about hearing about this, or would you be more frustrated?
This has always bothered me as a fan. This has happened in the NFL with the Jets. It doesn't happen as much in baseball.
Right.
It bothers me because it's like, you're acknowledging what I saw and what I know and why I was pissed off in real time, yet nothing's changing.
Yeah, so it doesn't help the 76ers fans feel good.
No.
It certainly doesn't help the Knicks fans because they could give a crap less. They won the game, want to move on. Like, stop hearing the excuses. It is what it is.
Yep.
Hey, Hardenstein didn't have to grab that rebound, but he did. Somebody on the 76ers could have went up there and grabbed the rebound. They didn't. DiVincenzo could have missed a shot. He didn't. So it wasn't the sole reason. So Knicks fans don't want to hear the excuses. 76ers fans want a different result. They're not getting that. The NBA looks bad because they're exposing the officials who admit that they make a mistake. It's a lose-lose for everybody. They're all a bunch of idiots.
Mm-hmm. Suck that, Philly.
I guess so. Yeah.
And by the way, I was trying to remember the game, and I think that you guys got it right. Remember the Rockets game, the Knicks, regular season, so less consequence. Jalen Brunson got called for a foul And instead, he got fouled, and what it really hurt the Knicks. Nobody goes back to that. Now, let's face it. The Knicks got the 2 seed, but let's say that was a factor between the Knicks being a 4 or a 5 seed, and you don't get home court versus getting home court. You know, it's going down a tunnel where there's just not enough light that changes anything. So it bothers me.
Wait, so why do it? Why does Adam Silver need to do this 2-minute report?
To exonerate themselves. That's all. They don't care about justice.
But fans don't
perception.
Care. Right, but fans don't care about what they say if it's not done, if it's not changed.
But they want people to think that there's going to be... It's hard to...
What, accountability?
Yeah. I mean, basically, that's a good word for it. Yeah. Now, here's what it does.
But to Tim's point, what about the other 46 minutes when the guys had their heads up their ass, well, you know, going calls the wrong way against the Knicks?
That's why I'm not overreacting to this.
So it's the whole game. They should be evaluating officials behind closed doors and holding them accountable. Baseball, too, with the umpires. But yet they don't, because we still see Angel Hernandez out there every 5 seconds.
And he's not alone. I watch the Yanks and Mets every night, and dude, I feel like there's missed calls in terms of fastballs or whatever that are a ball and a half outside on the little rectangle. I'm like, that's not even close to be the strike. It's really an epidemic right now. Hoff, I know you got something. I want to jump in 1 sec, but the thing that it does do, and this stinks. Here's what it does. It puts everybody on alert. And I guarantee
that
the first quarter is going to be all Philly. Now, it might have been that way anyway.
I mean, first quarter in game 2 was all Philly as well.
True, but I'm saying that was going to really be tilted in their direction. Now,
game 1 as well, if I'm not mistaken.
They jumped out to leads early in both games, and the Knicks were playing uphill, even though they were able to come back and win. But the old thought was in the NBA, just to kind of extend series and make more money, TV purposes, gate stuff, blah, 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 that you don't want sweeps. So even if there was no 2-minute report that really illuminated multiple mistakes, and there were some mistakes, I give you that, sure. There's a chance that the Sixers would have swallowed the whistle against the Knicks tomorrow night anyway, just to extend the series, to give the Sixers a chance, favor the Sixers.
It's sad that you would say that, and it's sad that we, as fans, do believe that that's a part of it.
It's always been a part of it. It's just the way
it
goes.
You think it's a coincidence that every home team has won, right, so far in the first
round? The Bucks lost last night. Oh, so the Pacers won last night.
Prior to that, though, they were 11-0. Or Knicks, there was some ridiculous. Wasn't it, Boyle?
Denver,
didn't you see that?
I believe the Bucks like that losing last night was the first game a home team has lost.
So what are we at, 12-1
now? And the Clippers lost last night as well.
Yeah, okay. Clippers lost the home game.
Right, but prior to last night.
It was 9-0.
No, I think it was 11-0.
Oh, is that what it was?
I'm pretty sure it was 11-0 prior to last night. Anyway.
Yeah, but you're also playing 8 seed, 7 outside of the Knicks, Sixers, most of these things.
Home court has always been a thing in the NBA anyway, where it's a big deal.
Hoff, what do you got there, buddy?
11-0 through Monday.
Prior to last night. Oh, through Monday. Okay.
First of all, Soto struck out yesterday on 7 pitches and didn't swing at any end.
Not one was a strike.
Right, I know.
I saw that.
But he struck out on 7 pitches.
Not one was in the zone.
They were all out of the zone.
Every single one.
Did he swing at any
No.
of them?
No. Do you want to yell at him for not swinging at strikes?
Well, could he swing the bat?
If it's a strike, he could. Please don't get me back into this.
Here's the real question about this whole thing. The NBA puts out this 2-minute report saying that they screwed up.
Yep.
How about all the gambling, the people that lost bets because
Great
of that?
Point.
Can they go and say, oh, well, the NBA admitted they screwed up. Well, let me get my money back.
That would make me even more irate. That's an excellent point, Hoff.
Yep.
Wouldn't that make you more irate? Now, I did not gamble on this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you did not either.
I did not.
I mean, we had other stuff at stake there.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We had other stuff on the line. It was a little more valuable.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, if you bet, and I don't even mean to joke about this because I have bet, obviously.
Me too,
and we've been on the wrong end of things. And, like, you want to do damage to somebody. Like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And then you have these idiots come out and admit that they did wrong. And if I'm gambling, you know what gambling companies should do? Say, you know what? According to the 2-minute report, I'll give you money back.
Or make it like a non-free play.
Whatever it may be.
Yeah,
do something like, because it would do them good favor.
But that's a dangerous road. Once you do it,
But still, the point is the NBA is in bed with these gambling companies.
Everybody
is.
Not just the NBA.
That's fine, but the NBA is the one who's putting out the games.
Yeah.
And then they're saying, yeah, we screwed up and we screwed you. If you bet the Sixers, you should have won that game. They had the game won. There should have been multiple fouls called. If they didn't. It turns out it didn't, but if I'm a fan, I bet on the Sixers.
Now, they still covered, but if you had Philly on the money line, you lose. Okay. Or I got you. I don't know if it hit the over-under. Yeah. What's up? I thought, Patty, you raised your hand? No?
Oh.
All right.
I was just pointing at you.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
To give you a thumbs up that the Sixers
covered. Pat's a pointer.
Thanks, dude.
Pat's a pointer, by the way. I've noticed that.
Pat is a pointer.
Dove is silent but deadly.
Well, Dove doesn't listen.
Pat's a pointer.
No. Dove's a frowner. Like, he'll give you the face like, oh, just go to break already.
Like he's disgusted with what
we're
saying.
Come on, I told you to break 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to our buddy Dove. He had an accident there.
Get well, Dove.
Yeah, nothing life threatening. Just everybody who's known Dove forever. And we love him. We make fun of him, but we love him. And we make fun because we love him. But he's going to be out for a little bit here, so I guess I got to get used to Boyle pointing at me.
Yeah.
Basically is what that comes down to. That's a good point. I mean, but I just think, I don't know if it's written there in the bylaws, like if you read the really, 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 really barely legible small print on FanDuel and all the other sites, like there's got to be something that frees up these companies from situations like Hoff just presented, but... If I'm a gambler, I don't mean $50 or $30, $100 reverse. If you're betting 10, 20, 30, hundreds of thousands of dollars on games, you know, that's a tough pill to swallow. But there's got to be something that absolves them. Otherwise, there's lawsuits. There's a million ways to go about it.
Just thought about it. Mm-hmm. Didn't bet the game or the series, you know, obviously with finances.
Surfside, though.
Oh, baby. Clem, I hope you're getting ready to load up that pallet. We're making space. We got a nice space for it right outside in the Fan Newsroom.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's starting to get excited. They got new flavors that they unveiled today. I can't wait to taste
them. Today they came out? On Wednesday?
They unveiled the new flavors today. Yes.
Do you know what they are? Not to put you on the spot, but
raspberry lemonade.
I like that. Sounds good.
Black cherry lemonade.
I used to love black cherry soda. Dude. The old school black cherry soda.
I can't wait to try it.
That's a good one.
Strawberry lemonade.
I mean, these are fantastic.
Green green tea and raspberry tea, I think, as well.
I'm going to pass on the green tea one. What took them so long to come up with strawberry lemonade?
Well, they had the regular iced tea, peach tea, lemonade, and the other was the half and half, which is a big, that's my favorite. The half lemonade, half tea. I love that one. Yep. Everybody loves that
one. Did they have a mango in there? I think you brought mangoes to my house.
That might have been the it's not the Surfsides, but it's the same company, Stateside Vodka Soda.
I'm not sure what it was.
But anyway, they unveiled these new flavors of lemonade, which I can't wait to try.
All right.
And we, as a station, if the Knicks could somehow just, I don't care how they do it,
uh-huh.
a 2-minute crew, whatever you want, get the benefit of the whistle. Get those two wins. I'm thirsty. I want the Surfside. We as a station want that pallet delivered right out there. And you know that center where you walk in?
Yeah.
That big space?
A lot of rooms. Is that where Francesca used to lean against the thing there?
Yeah.
Is that what we thought about?
Yeah.
Like you would just, you know, wander out and lean and that
hang
space.
Over
yeah, we got space.
We're ready for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.